is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back.
Turn it on.
You're listening to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers, and we're currently talking with Art off the grid down there. And so, Art, pick up where you were talking about again.
Maxine Waters, apparently she seemed to think that she could say whatever she wanted to say, and there would be no blowback, because, you know, after all, the Democrat Party, they speak for the majority of the American population.
Sure.
And which we all know is a crock.
A crock, yeah.
Here's what people need to understand about the Democrat Party. I can't say as far as the Republican Party, because I'm still working on trying to figure them out. But the Democrat Party, it's no longer the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party has been taken over by activists, and they're coming out in the form of democratic socialists. Now, they want you to think...
I would add communist onto there too.
But yeah, anyway, they want you to think that democratic socialism was rejected because Hillary Clinton got the nomination. But let's not forget, the only reason Hillary beat Bernie Sanders was because she cheated in the primaries. So they didn't. That was all just, you know, they didn't defeat democratic socialism, and democratic socialism was not rejected.
Right.
If you go, the majority of Americans, I think it's like 57% under the age of 30, are more leaning toward the socialist mentality than people of our generation.
Right.
And, you know, now we've got this Ocasio-Cortez on the scene, and she's just right out there, and she literally beat out a seasoned Democrat.
Right.
Okay? So the Socialist Party is on the rise. They can call themselves democratic socialism. They can call them socialism. They call them whatever they want. You know, a spade is a spade. Let's call it what it is. And so this is what we're fighting. We're not fighting the Democratic Party. We're fighting socialist activism. That's what we are fighting. I just
exactly.
came to this realization over the past week. And it just, when it was like an epiphany. Because I'm laying in bed and I'm thinking about, you know, just exactly how did we get where we're at and what are we looking at? And it dawned on me, this is what the Democrat Party has become, which is why we're having such a hard time putting it in its place.
Yeah, but
politically.
Art, the premise behind of what they're promoting is more like what the Bolsheviks were doing over in the early 1900s to Ukraine.
But the problem is the vast majority of American people don't see that.
Right.
And that's what we've got to do. We've got to figure out how to get people to see what we're seeing. And I'm not sure how to figure that out. Anyway, Keith, Right. Thanks, man. Have a great one.
All right. Yeah, I got another caller online. And, Art, I'm about three quarters of the way done with that page. And you'll have everything that you can just click and download, okay?
Oh, awesome.
All right. My best to you, okay? It's been really slow with this health problem here, so I hope you understand. Anyway, have a good one there, okay? Rhonda in Missouri. Good evening, Rhonda. I hope you're having a good night.
Yes. Hi, Keith. How are you doing?
Hanging in there, but you know how that goes.
Hey, I wanted to just say about Maxine Waters. I was listening to an RBN show last night. I can't remember which one, but somebody called in and they played a clip of her saying, you know how she flounders every time she speaks.
Right.
She doesn't know what the heck's going to come out of her mouth next. But either way, it's probably the truth. And she actually said that anybody that owns a business, that the government will own it by the
right.
time they're done. Now, I know where she's coming from because that's their agenda, and I know it's heating up. But, Keith, I want to tell you, here's what I was thinking. When I was young, when I used to watch movies, and this is what bothered me. It's like, you know, I'm 51, so when I used to watch movies...
You're not lying about your age, are you?
No.
Okay,
no, I'm 52. Yes, I am. I lied. I had a birthday. I'm 52. But either way, but when I was young and I was listening to movies, and, you know, I was a very sensitive child growing up, and the thing that bothered me about that and what I sensed, and I kind of feel like sometimes we're living in, like, a movie, but, you know, you watch the movie, and there's always the villain, and then there's the useful tool. And by the time the movie's over...
Yeah, like Star Wars. You had the Darth Vader and then Luke, but there was still the Seth.
Yeah. And by the time the movie's over, you know, you're like, you feel sorry for the useful idiot
mm-hmm.
that was used as a tool. And that's Maxine Waters. She's being used as a tool. Do you think that the elite want to keep her dumb ass around? Sorry, pardon my French, but they want to keep her...
I think ass
around
is
when... Is it acceptable? Okay. Well, okay, Keith. But do they want to keep her stupid?
We have pricks in Washington. Does that help?
Okay. Do they want to keep her stupid ass around when
I wouldn't.
Like, no.
You,
and you know what the sad thing is, Keith, when I was watching the movie, I always felt I felt sad for that useful idiot. My heart went out to him because guess what? At the end of the day, they used you, they threw you away, and you don't have anything to stand on. No integrity, nothing. Nothing.
Well,
and it's so sad for them.
Ron, does that mean that you're actually saying that you're feeling sorry for Maxine Waters?
No, because she's really a stupid idiot. But, truthfully, when I was, you know, now, I mean, I'm talking about when I was young and before I was molded, if you will. But that was the thing that bothered me about movies, is I always felt bad for the underdog. But not in this case. And if she wants to be, if she wants to put herself out there and then be tromped on at the end, because she will be destroyed. She might have a mansion.
Course.
Who cares?
That's lawfare.
But you know what? She doesn't even have any integrity. Those are
right.
the people, aren't they, Keith, that commit suicide when it's over?
Yeah,
because they didn't stand
remember,
upon any values.
She's more worried about the border crossing crap like that than what her own constituents are that are suffering their massive poverty. And then, of course, she says, hey, be sure to go out and vote for me next year. I mean, this is the mentality.
Well, I heard that, too.
Yeah.
I heard that, too. I heard a black woman that's calling for her to get ousted. Now, this is another thing, Keith, is that one thing you never want to do is vote upon color. You want to vote upon character.
That's right.
Because if you vote upon color, they can throw you under the bus as quickly as it's about the character. It's not about color. It's not about gender. It's about morals and beliefs. And
right.
she is going to be toast when it's over. And that stupid woman, she's not even bright enough to see it. So no, Keith, I've grown up, you know, like I said, I'm 52. I just think that she's, you know, at least at the end of the day, if you're not a useful tool to them, you're not going to, you know, if you're not being used by them, at least you have your morals and your values
well,
that you can stand upon.
That's mm-hmm. that's why I don't believe in party politics. If you've got a candidate that's running on such and such and promises to do this, of course, you know, a lot of promises are broken. But I don't care which party, if I was a voter, which party I would vote for like that. But my Uncle Eldon is notorious for this, and I hate to use his name in a derogatory way, but he's a pure Obamanite type guy. And of course, he'll bring out our family history and point down to Ann Dunham and say, she's our fourth cousin. And, of course, that makes Obama my fifth cousin. And what, I'm supposed to run out and vote for him because he's a cousin of mine? But this is his party politics, you know?
Yeah, and it's all, the other thing is individualism compared to collectivism, Keith. You know what? Those people need to get their asses off the couch and accomplish something, because there's something to be said. It gives you a sense of self-worth. And if you just get it handed to you, if it just gets handed to you, you don't appreciate it. You expect it.
Right.
And it's so wrong.
One thing I... Rhonda, one thing I do notice here is, like, in watching, my favorite is Star Trek Voyager, but whenever you watch any of the Star Trek series and stuff, the later ones here, which has the Borg in it, when you listen to the speech characteristics of passing judgment, like you will be assimilated and stuff, you know, and belonging to the collective. This is what I see, that people, they see this in movies and like these school shootings, and then later you have these SWAT teams doing these drills. It's just getting people used to what is foreseeably in the future. Borg.
I can't live in a collective society. I can't. I don't think collectively. I think as an individual, and I'll never think as a collective person. It's all about the character, not the color. Not the politics.
Well, Rhonda, have you heard me highlight my views on how sports and stuff work?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is a premise. You know, we're all born into this world. None of us ever asked to be born. None of us. We're born into a country, and from early indoctrination, they have you standing before the flag, putting your hand over your heart, dedicating yourself to this piece of cloth, you know. And then through sports, it's all the competitiveness and putting on the different uniforms. And, of course, then you're supposed to go out there and take one for the team. And of course, people are just born into the societies like that, you know. And that's why I was kind of highlighting at the beginning of the show here today about all the rich spices and stuff that you see in all these foreign countries and the foods and everything like that. But we don't have that. We have been totally Americanized. And other countries are Germanized and Russianized, you know, and Israelized, you know.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, and people are willing to kill or to allow to have people killed to sustain that this dream, which is all fiction.
Right. And sadly, when those other countries let it go, I mean, why would anybody want to go to Germany and not experience the German culture? That's the excitement of it.
I know it. I can think of those beer bottles
and stuff. Even Mexico, as much as I, you know... I would be afraid to go to Mexico now, but as much as I don't eat corn or anything, but, you know, it might be hard to find something to eat down there, but, you know, everybody should embrace their culture.
Right.
And when they want to move here, I made a point one time on a blog post about the immigration, and I said, you know, why do you think God put you where you are? I mean, you can make your country better. Why don't you just stay where you are and try to improve your country instead of move somewhere else and run like a chicken?
You know, Rhonda, we're back to what I said before here just a little bit ago, that a lot of these countries and stuff are all depressed is because of U.S. interventions, either into the drug cartels and whatever like that, which have caused the murders and you know. And so, yeah, I could see why people would want to flee that. And then someone asked me on Twitter, why the hell do you think people even move here or are trying to come here? And I replied back, because it's the only place not being bombed yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's
right,
just it.
But,
you know.
Circling back to Maxine Waters, you know, I don't really watch the news. I just listen to RBN mostly. But even from that, I in the clips that certain people play on RBN about Tucker Carlson, it seems like it's heating up. With, you know, it's like they're going for broke, the whole socialist movement.
Right.
It's not going to happen. I can't live in a society like that. I don't, you know, again,
I think you're right.
People
in
need
art,
to get off their asses and accomplish something. Because if you can, you know, I know this is kind of a minor thing, but I used to, after my dad died and I used to cut my mom's grass, I used to sit back and go, wow, or do the landscaping. Wow, I did that, you know? So whatever you do, just do something and look back on it and go, I did that. That's where you get your sense of value, you know?
Yeah. Of, have you heard the song No Charge? I think it's by Tammy Wynette. Well, anyway, it details where this kid runs up and had done a chore like that and requested like $5 or something like that for the chore, you know. And then she goes into this rant about, for the 9 months I carried you, doctored and prayed for you, no charge. And, you know, but see, people don't appreciate that. So when I hear someone like, yeah, I was over mowing my mom's yard or something like that, like me, I try to do what I can for my uncle who's up in his 80s in heaven, you know. But we don't see a lot of that because it's farmed out to social workers and stuff. And that's another problem of this humanity that we see disappearing, is that no one does anything. Instead of the child watching over their parents who took care of them for 18 or whatever years, and today with millennials, God knows, 30 years. But, you know, they just ship them off to some home to have someone else take care of them because they don't want to, their parents or whatever, like, have to interfere in their own personal lives, their sex lives and all that, you know, to be accountable to anyone, you know. Mm-hmm. Society's destroyed. All right. I don't care how you look at it.
It is. And Maxine Waters, she just showed the cards. I mean, it just seems to me, Keith, that everything's heating up because Hillary, they finally just said, screw it, we're going for broke.
Right.
And they're trying to make everybody do what they want. But it's not going to happen. It's just not.
Well, like Bloomberg.
Too many individual thinkers out there.
Hmm? Right. And Bloomberg pumping $80 million in the Democratic Party. We see Obama has got, a full... I think it was 40, it was mentioned 40,000 people that are on this like goon squads of his, which are these activist type things, you know, that he's got on payroll to run out there to do these places. I bet you they're even paying for their plane tickets and stuff, you know, but this is how bad it is.
Yeah. Doesn't it make you wonder though?
It's too organized.
These idiots out there, Maxine Waters, Bloomberg, whatever. These people and the movie stars are going nuts, you know. It's like, what the heck did they promise you? What do you think, at the end of the day, what position do you think you're going to have in all this, really?
Right.
Because, you know, I guess the whole goal, Keith, and I heard this on maybe it was your show, I don't know, I think it was Adams, but either way, no, it was Steve Elkins. But the whole goal is with... socialism is that they want, well, and I talked to my sister about it. She said it's like the Hunger Games, but, you know, they want people at the top, and there is no middle class. So trying to get rid of the middle class so that we flounder and beg for our food and do whatever they say. Yeah, that's the whole goal.
Rhonda, I think Mike Rivera would describe that adequately when he depicted the man up there, the rich multimillionaire in an 80-story tall building looking out the glass down at the peons down below. That's how they enjoy seeing people.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. I think there's too many, thank God, there's too many people that still think individually. And that whole white race thing, that's, I don't know, Keith. I heard a couple of shows where, like, I listened to Chris Hinckley in the morning. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of confused as, you know, as far as religion goes, as to who God's chosen people really are. But I just don't think he would do that. I don't think he'd throw us under the bus like that.
Well, if you're a Christian, it's for those that accept Christ. And remember, though, like John 6:66 says, after Christ said what it would take to follow him, it says many of his followers left. And I would equate that today with America here. You remember watching two kids fight over, and I mean, you know, smaller kids, like, well, even bigger ones. It's America.
Yeah.
But anyway, you watch two kids fighting over a toy, and the kid's going, it's mine! Well, this is where we're at today with today's socialism, is because once the people realize that something has been taken from them, they're going to say, it's mine! And they're going to want it back. And I think that's what there may be a civil war in this country like that, because there's too many have-nots that want, and too many of those that have that don't want the other ones to have it.
Yeah. Sorry, I took a drink. I'm choking on my coffee, but...
All right, I got to break them up here anyway, so speed her up, young
lady. Real quick. Hey, we got a civil war. What is that going to look like? Is
Bloody.
It going to be technology? No, is it going to be guns?
Yeah, well, like I say, 100 million gun owners.
Well, you can speak on that on the other side of the break. Okay, speak on that on the other side of the break.
All right, sounds good. We'll hold you over there.
Okay, all right, bye.
We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. And I'm not sure if Rhonda's still online. Are you still there, Rhonda?
Yeah, I am. Oh, I have one more question for you, Keith.
Oh, Before you do that, we were talking about maybe a civil war like that. I went over during the break here, and I looked up, civil war. And there's headline after headline after headline. Now, this is actually being presented by the mainstream media. Anyway, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to say about that redhead restaurant incident with Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah.
I mean, what a good way to go under. The guy that called in last night to a radio show I was listening to, he played an audio of somebody going, "Welcome to the redhead restaurant."
Yeah, I'm still laughing at the good way to go under.
Welcome to the redhead restaurant. If you are a Trump supporter, just, you know, go away. If you even smell like a Trump supporter, forget about being served or something like that.
Have you seen the memes of them changing that sign on the outside? There's different memes there that are just dissing that restaurant like mad.
I can't remember who the guy said. Who was the show? But he said the person that owned the restaurant was related to somebody, like a cousin or something of somebody, a movie star or whatever. And I'm like, wow, way to go, way to go. You know?
Right.
Liberal restaurant owner, you know. I mean, that's when you really fail, Keith, is when you show your cards. Now, that's another thing. When I was growing up and I listened to Tom Brokaw, I remember the day I was like, what are they doing? Because you never knew what their politics were, Keith. And then one day you did, and you're like, I don't like this. I don't like knowing that Tom Brokaw is a liberal idiot. And, you know, then others followed suit. You don't want to know a journalist. You don't want to, when I was growing up, you didn't want to know their political opinion, and you didn't get it until you did.
Right. Well, yeah. Back then, remember, well, it's like these old shows like, Casey, what's it? Cagney, where he, during the war, he ran this paper like that. And it's the same thing with, what's the other guy? Cary Grant. No. Jimmy Stewart, the one old show where he was looking at evidence, and it turned out it was his paper. But back then, it was to get the story.
Oh, something about somebody goes to Washington. Mr. Something goes to Washington or something?
No, that's not it. But anyway, it's a 1950s type show there, but a noir type thing. But anyway, but the point was those people back then, journalists and stuff, they always broke the story. They didn't have a political agenda. Now you listen to these reporters, especially these ones you know that are coming from State Department stuff, they're doing the pure propaganda there, like about Syria and whatever. But anyway, but everyone has an agenda now, and we didn't know people's voting history because voting was personal.
Yeah, what a way to fail.
Yeah, what a way to fail.
That's why they say you don't mix religion with politics, and apparently you can't mix politics with business either. So
no,
just,
well,
you
see,
know,
that's because we're in a politically correct world now, and see, that's where you can't mix this stuff and you're self-identified.
Yeah, not me. You know, I'm always going to say what I think, and I'm sorry. You can't change that. They can't take away that amendment from me because that's how I grew up.
Well, I'll say this. Yeah. I got to let you go here, but I'll say this. Yeah. When I listen to those old on archive.org, those older Father Coughlin series, it's 1 gig if you download it, which I eventually did there. But it highlighted the despotism, I guess you call it, that was here in America during the 1930s and the buildups to the wars and all this stuff, and how people wanted a social change. And it was, you know, for a people. And nowadays, it's not for a people, it's for an individual. I want my gay rights, or I want my birthing rights. No one ascribes to the whole party, and that's because the society is being ripped apart.
Yeah. Real quick, and I'll let you go. That's another thing, is why are you asking my opinion to be gay? Why do you want my approval if you think it's okay?
I don't think it's okay.
But if you think it's okay, you go ahead and do it. But don't ask my opinion because you might get it, okay?
Right.
I'm just saying.
That's it.
So I think they're looking for affirmation, Keith. But anyway, I'll let you go. Thank you.
Yeah, they want to affirm that's okay. All right, you take care there.
Yep. You too, bye.
Anyway, we're currently on topic here. And, of course, during the break, I kind of almost lost my train of thought there. I kept thinking of Willie Nelson on Letterman's, where Letterman asked Willie Nelson, he says, hey, is it true that you lose your memory when you smoke pot? And Willie Nelson says, what was the question? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extend your life.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up and loud as it'll go.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency, the Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana. And I again thank those for the listeners that are on the show tonight and also those in the little control room there that's running the gig. But, you know, I daily think of weird things, and we were just kind of discussing this in the group there. But anyway, I have a pad here that I'll sit there and I'll kind of think of something. I'll write it down and I'll research it later on. And boy, I tell you, Your world opens up to things that you never realize that party X was involved with party B. And of course it goes right back to say some party D who had ties right back to original party A, you know, but this whole manipulation that we're getting nowadays, and we're finding about how, you know, everyone is so interconnected in the big top, and you can see why they don't want their little bubble to burst. And of course it depends upon slavery. And I think it was Salenti that just came out with that. Basically, when you see the middle class go, America's going to go fast. And these big tax breaks and tariffs and stuff, they only benefit big corporations, not the consumer. And again, the consumer's wages are low, and every time they want to jump someone's wage up to $15 an hour, it'll run that way for a little bit, and then suddenly you hear businesses going out of, going bankrupt, and they're going to lay off 1,500 or 3,000 people. And again, that's potential homes, apartments lost, cars lost, credit lost. And they just don't care about the little people, and you just got to keep slaving. Of course, hey, because you're now in debt, you'll work your way through the courts, and they'll just make their money off of you with fines and everything. But this whole system just needs changed. Another story here was Uncle Sam wants you high on digital drugs. And this is over on Juro Neo. And that's kind of an open paper there. I see a lot of Veterans Today articles on there, too. But anyway, the article goes on to say here, over the last century, Americans' intelligence services have fully realized the advantage that government can get if it's in possession, its psychotropic weapons there. And, of course, it would have a tool to deliberately affect the human psyche. And I wonder why there's these countless big pharma ads and stuff on TV all the time. Do you feel this way? Well, here, we got a pill for you that way. Forget all the side effects of liver damage and whatever like that, But there's always this push to get you on some medication. And this article is kind of interesting about that. Again, it's on GeoNeuro. As has already been mentioned there, nobody in the USA establishment is making a big secret of the fact that all these weapons are designed with the goal of influencing a potential enemy. And I break here for a second to say, remember I told you about that video, Psychiatry in the Military, the Hidden Enemy. If you watch that, you'll get keyed onto this because, again, remember, as those soldiers are deplaced and put on all their SSRI drugs, that the children, because of being separated, are now being put onto their Ritalin and stuff like that to deal with their social problems because one parent or whatever is missing, But this article goes on talking about how they tested this in certain areas, and of course, one of them was over in Missouri, in Ferguson, Missouri, back in 2014, and this how to influence people and get them into crowd control. And that's why with these recent demonstrations I've been looking, like one of them was out of the newsroom of ABC or CBS or something like that. It may have been an ABC station, but anyway. But it showed these thousands of people lined up in the so-called border protests like that. And I thought to myself, why would they do that outside of a news studio? I mean, they're blocking off all the city streets, everything like that. You're killing commerce and everything. But the point is, though, is why would they do that in front of a newsroom? Well, it's more psyche, this trying to manipulate the opinion, like this is all over town, And, of course, these are a lot of times, we found out, paid demonstrators there, But anyway, this article goes on to talk about the series of studies that have been documented there that has led the U.S. intelligence to develop a particular interest towards the development of low-frequency sound wave transmitters that can be used as this psychotropic talk weapons there, And it says, since those are capable of affecting the alpha brain waves. And, of course, when you see here, it lists here the different ranges of frequencies there. And so we can see why everything is being moved towards 5G and stuff. A lot of people I know always complain about ringing in their ears. And, you got that, tendonitis, what do you call it, whatever it is, starts with a T, but anyway, you know what I mean. But anyway, so why are you have to wonder, though, at times here with all these cell towers and whatever look-alike towers, even trees. I can buy a ham radio, a repeater antenna that looks like a tree. I mean, so you never know what's actually put in your yards and stuff. They go in there and they landscape a place real fast, and the next day there's a nice living tree there. And, they must have paid a fortune for that. It's just probably a dummy tree with an antenna in it, But anyway, so the social engineering from whichever party, because I realize both parties are guilty of that. You got the all-American conservatives, and then, of course, you got the Democrats that, care for socialism. But But all these parties like that, they have their own agenda. And I just wish that as Americans, we could all pull together as Americans. And, of course, this would involve not going to war and stuff, which is causing all the terrorism. But you'll find out, even like if you watch this Richard Greer on these UFO things, everything is to steer us away from original things that we probably should be thinking of. I see more and more the constant distractions that people are going through, as I mentioned earlier with the Kardashians, what they're wearing. Who cares? Or what? Who cares what some dried-out politician that lied us into some conflagration over there in Iraq or whatever like that? Who cares what they say? The last time they spoke out, they killed 1 million people, you know? And we're supposed to go to these people as authoritative? I mean, it's stupid. Anyway, where's my time? This is some Montana news here. And this is another party who's running for office. His name is White, Kerry White, House District 64. Anyway, the Bozeman Chronicle is one of our most open newspapers here in Montana, I believe. But anyway, they post really good stories. And anyway, but it goes on talking about this guy is supposed to be the sought out guy to win nomination or like that. But anyway, it gave his record here. His record is abysmal. It says, putting already vulnerable people at further risk by denying them adequate support. Now, again, as I read this, think of the immigrants and stuff coming into this country, whether they're refugees or whatever, you know, illegal, whatever you want to give them for a name. Anyway, as I read this, he voted against Medicaid expansion, House Bill 509. He voted against Healthy Montana Plan to cover 70,000 Montanans, House Bill 249. He voted against bipartisan help to expand that coverage to 45,000 Montana. This is another one. Okay, yeah. And then he also voted against rehabilitative services for autistic children. He voted against providing emergency care for veterans and their suicide prevention in House Bill 538. He voted against youth suicide prevention, House Bill 590. He voted against the providing basic health services to women, House Bill 606. He voted against quality insurance for mental health care, House Bill 142. He voted against defending the Title X that provides preventative care, including cancer screenings for women, House Bill 2. Anyway, there's a few more on here, but this is who they want to represent them in this so-called socialist movement. And a lot of people think, hey, this is great like that, because, again, it only happens to when people see it themselves. Meantime, it's like a freeway in this country here. You're zipping down the freeway at 75 miles an hour or whatever it is in your posted area there, and suddenly there's an accident there, and then traffic comes to a stall, a slow crawl, as the gawkers or rubberneckers sit there to look and see. Each individual car has to slow down and look, you know. Therefore, you know, traffic gets impeded there. But this is the premise where I see this country now there. People only slow down to see something when it affects them. In the meantime, they don't care. You know, I don't care if babies are being aborted. I don't care if they're putting chemicals in the cows, steroids and stuff that I have to drink. They don't care until suddenly I have cancer and I need help or whatever. Like, you know, they're letting these big corporations get away with literal murder, as mentioned with Monsanto and Bayer. But this is the mental psyche that everyone is just being lulled. I don't care if you're all these psych medicines that Big Pharma keeps pushing out, or the TV and its constant dream worlds. Yeah, you know, it's like crime in America. Should you be surprised? Every single show on TV at night is something about guns or whatever like that, detectives, terrorism like that. They've got people so hyped up on that they can't even enjoy life. The other day I went to the store there, and I saw one of the farmers I used to work for about 20, 30 years ago, probably closer to 30, and I saw him out there baling his hay. Of course, he was putting it in round bales, and I thought they outlawed those because livestock weren't getting square meals. But anyway, so on the way to the store up there, I got a nice ice-cold thing of water there, and on the way back there, I stopped by, and I gave it to him on the field there. But, you know, just sit there and chat with someone that used to work for 30 years ago, and this guy's old, you know, but he's still out there working like that. And this is the America that I remember, even like one of those criminal shows that they open up with I think it was Law and Order. Yeah, Law and Order. And one of the most images that they flash by the screen on the opening credits is where that officer is bent down there with that presumably Native American boy. Black young child there. But that is America I remember, where cops used to help out the kids and stuff like that. Every once in a while, you'll hear one of these BS stories where a cop has bought some homeless guy some shoes or something like that. Yeah, there's a few Americans left that are still that way, and I'm glad that, you know. But generally, all you hear about is the cop that runs in there and shoots at a dog and misses and hits a little girl in the head with a bullet. Because a dog, remember, could kill a cop. I mean, for God's sakes, you know. 12-pound chihuahua versus a 300-pound donut-eating cop. Yeah, that's hilarious. And that's not the pot talking either. Anyway. I look at world events right now, like what the UN is doing, how the United States has pulled out of the UN human rights because of Israel, Nikki Haley's stupid comments there. I think someone should chap slap her with a 2x4, but I don't want to advocate violence, but if I was to think an out-of-body experience, that's what I'd sure like to see. But anyway, there's a report in the Independent over there in UK there about Israel's report that it helps hide the facts of what's going on the ground over there. And I thought this is probably one of the most in-depth studies of what Israel does and who it works with and stuff, the BBC and those guys, to always portray Israel as the victim and rockets versus, I mean, seriously, does anyone know what a rainstorm is? I mean, does anyone know what a few drips of rain are? So when you say that rockets are raining down on Israel, what, three rockets versus being pulverized and killing 4,000 or 2,000 people, does that justify that? Or the same, that a young boy or girl is sitting there protesting in their own land, inside their own prison, behind these fictional border walls. Remember, Israel will not set its territory. So, but anyway, that these people are being systematically gunned down, shot in the head, journalists killed and everything. But, you know, when I always think about, well, Israel's shooting journalists, and I think about it, you know what? If you go back and you start looking, even here in America, whether it's Michael Hastings or any of that stuff, look at how many journalists have been shot in these war areas. And who's to say they came from enemy fire? You know, you get down on the field there and say you're not embedded, you know, that you're actually reporting things on the ground, exactly what's going on, and of course they don't like that. And today, with today's uplinks of satellite phones and video, whatever, you know, that you can stream live from some battlefield like that, and so the Pentagon can't edit this footage, you know. Reminds me of John Pilger talking about the war you didn't see, if you watch that video. How the media, Dan Rathers, all those guys, they all portrayed the war in such a light that it was good. And, of course, it turned out to be all a lie, you know. Anyway, so this article goes on. It talks about every one of the 112 pages in this booklet there. It's marked for distribution to it says not for distribution or publication. And it's easy to see why. But, again, our media today, or what is claimed as our media, is constantly sanitizing everything. It's a rosy picture here, a rosy picture there. The jobs are up. You know, everything is always, you know, like, hey, we're going this way. And yet those people, all your economic forecasters, they're all saying what you're seeing is fiction. You know, it's going to burst. And they all say it's going to be worse than what 2008 was. So, and of course, this isn't like the 1930s with 170-some million people. There's now 330 million people. Imagine what America would look like as far as some Black Friday event. What would happen when that all happens? And I think that's probably why they want the guns, and it's not for your protection or like that. It's because they fear those guns. That's why they have done so much to make sure that veterans cannot have guns, especially those treated with cannabis or like that, you know. But constant things to find to strip all of our rights. And as I started the show out, the assault on the Constitution, to where, like I said, Bush said that it's just a piece of paper, New York Times openly talking about getting rid of it. And, of course, these are communist papers, I call it. New York Times, who runs it, you know? But these are the ones advocating for the destruction of our entire civilization. And I think that when I talk to young kids and stuff today, which I purposely do, that when I ask them about what they think of the country, a lot of them, they don't, because they only live for the now. Yeah, I mean, back in the 70s, we did that. Couldn't wait to see what was going to happen on the weekend. Hi, hi. But anyway, today people just live in the now. They don't look at the country 20 years from now, what they're shaping, what they're forming, what their so-called society that they want is going to turn out to be. I keep envisioning the U.S. looking like the sets on Mad Max, the epitaph, call what you want, you know. But anyway, we got a break coming up here. You're invited to call in if you want. Get tired of hearing me. 1-800-313-9443. Be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio,
Welcome back, everyone. We're here at the end of the show here for the last break here, so any last-minute caller, yeah. But anyway, you know, if you ever wanted to think that the Syria and Iraq, all this BS about ISIS was an inside job, last month the British had bombed a Syrian military outpost, which killed Syrians, to protect the rebels. And this came out of the Sun News that ISIS in Syria before coming – sorry, let me scroll up one line here. These jihadists were not charged. And these 400 British citizens who fought with ISIS in Syria were not charged for any war crimes. So that goes to show you that, like America and the extending support, the white helmets, all this stuff, this has all been – It's pure propaganda. And again, when you listen to Dr. Assad talking about all the benefits and stuff that the Christians and stuff have over in Syria, and that Syria wouldn't be Syria without the Christians, why are they so intent on destroying that country here? But and of course, like Iran, everything. But I'm running out of time. But the global stocks have lost over $10 trillion in H1, and it says just wait for the second half. And it goes on to name all these losers here, Bitcoin, German banks, and we know that Italy's having problems, but Germany's Deutsche Bank is failing. The yuan, it's worst quarter since 94. The Argentina's peso. But it goes on down here, the list of what's going on here and the amount of stocks. And like I say, the constant buyback of these corporations is to make these corporations ultimate. It's corporate fascism there. The other one I want to cover here was this Israeli Jew that with U.S. citizenship, residence in Israel, though, has been convicted of over 2,000 bomb threats to Jewish organizations around the world from August 2016 to March 2017. And this is what gets me, this constant cry of anti-Semitism like that. These drawing of swastikas, always done and perpetrated by some Jew like that. But here's a guy that... Finally, the Jewish courts is actually doing something with him there, but perhaps it gives him a bad name. Even when they had that one event, even Trump said that it was a hoax. And this is another one of these so-called hate crimes like that. But this is where this constant victimhood, and as Americans, I get the same thing here, you know, that we're always constant victimized, that we're the poor ones, that people hate us and everything. That white I was talking about earlier was this was in reference to this big pharmaceutical company link, and of course now we have the U.S. charges over 600 despicable greedy people in this multi-billion-dollar healthcare fraud, and this goes on with the opiate crisis and over 70 some doctors that were involved in this, 76 doctors, and these healthcare financial frauds, and this of course has cost the American taxpayers. And you have people out there that actually need health services but can't get it. And this is what really makes me mad. North Korea and South Korea has reopened their maritime communications channel. And this is good news here for Trump and everyone else that kind of wants peace and everything. So. And then, of course, the U.S. is in its continued contempt for international law. It's infuriating many, many people. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Blacklisted News Radio is up next. Thanks for Kenneth in the control room, those in the chat room, and also those of the listeners. And I'm not sure about next week yet, so we'll get back. Anyway, have a good evening. Take care of your puppy. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up loud as it'll go.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.